This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. At least 133 people have died in flooding in western Germany, where water levels remain high in many areas. Houses continue to collapse in the country's worst natural disaster in half a century. Some 90 people have died in the Ahrweiler district of Cologne, according to police estimates on Saturday. Hundreds of people are still missing. Around 700 residents were evacuated late on Friday after a dam broke in the town of Wassenberg. Over the past several days, the floods have mostly hit the states of Rhineland-Palatinate and North Rhine-Westphalia. They've cut off entire communities from power and communications. The flooding has also hit parts of Belgium and the Netherlands. At least 20 people have died in Belgium. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi later this month in Washington. The meeting set for July 26th comes at a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq relationship and amid growing concerns about more frequent attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence since Mr. Biden took office in January, as well as 17 rocket attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden, quote, looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political, economic, and security issues. Iran's state media report that one person was killed late Friday during a protest of water shortages in the country's southwest. A 2-day wave of anti-government protests in southwest Iran in response to water shortages has drawn new attention to what experts say is the long-running mismanagement of natural resources by Iran's Islamist rulers. You're listening to VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Friday the unrest that has ripped through South Africa in the past week was stabilizing and calm has been restored to most of the affected areas, but the destruction will cost the country billions of rand. Ramaphosa was addressing the nation over the rioting that broke out in several parts of the country last week after his predecessor Jacob Zuma was jailed for failing to appear at a corruption inquiry. The unrest swiftly degenerated into looting, which has destroyed hundreds of businesses and killed over 200 people, driven by widespread anger over the poverty and inequality that persist nearly 3 decades after the end of white minority rule. The police have arrested over 2,500 people suspected to be involved in inciting violence. Ramaphosa said those cases are being prioritized. Leaders of the Asia-Pacific trade group APEC, including U.S. President Joe Biden, Russia's Vladimir Putin, and China's Xi Jinping, pledged on Friday to work to expand sharing and manufacturing of COVID-19 vaccines to fight the global pandemic. The leaders, struggling to tame outbreaks exacerbated by the Delta variant of coronavirus, said they would encourage the voluntary transfer of vaccine production technologies on mutually agreed terms as the region prepared for future health shocks. The APEC leaders met virtually to discuss collective actions to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic and its economic impact. Meanwhile, U.S. officials say the number of migrant families say they encountered at the border in June increased by 25% from the previous month, even as summer temperatures rise in the deserts and mountain terrain on the southwestern borderlands. Overall, officials say they saw 5% more encounters with migrants trying to cross the border in June compared with May, an increase they attribute to repeated attempts. A group of international government advisors say they're concerned about England's plans to lift virtually all its pandemic restrictions on Monday. The advisors believe that would leave Britain susceptible to new coronavirus variants, possibly transforming the country into a super spreader location. Barcelona and the surrounding northeast corner of Spain began curtailing public activity again on Saturday to stem an outbreak of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Regional authorities in Catalonia have reintroduced a nightly curfew in towns with populations over 5,000, which surpassed the rate of 400 infections per 100,000 inhabitants over 14 days. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.